Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. I am your host, Nkululeko Nkeu. Sokala Duma, in conjunction with Capitec, came up with this great initiative to reward everyday heroes like yourselves. Sakhumzi Mjolo won an opportunity to interview his hero, Chipo United captain Mark Mayambela. The following conversation is between myself and Mark, but the questions were entirely from the winner of the competition. So, do enjoy this conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much, man, for being a good sport and giving us a few minutes of your time to answer the questions of the winner, the Capitec competition winner, Sakhumzi Mjolo. How's the camp feeling? Because obviously there is unease at the moment because you're currently at number 15, 1 point from the bottom of the log, having lost Eric Tinkler. Just give us a brief before we get into the questions from the fan. How is the camp feeling at the moment?
No, of course, the past few days, a lot has happened. We also lost our coach. He was relieved from his duties. And I think it's obvious that everyone is shocked and disappointed about the situation, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, we all know it's part of football and it's how it's part of the game, you know. Sometimes you along the way, you lose people. And it's unfortunate that we had to lose him. But in any case, you know, what's important for us, you know, we should always know that we are Chipa United players, you know, and we should always try and do best, you know, for Chipa United, you know, and stay as professional as we can, you know, as players. So, as much as in that position, I think we have capabilities enough and talent enough in the team to move away from the zone that we're in, you know. Hopefully, you know, the new coach, which is Mucho El Masuta, and his staff will do also their best, you know, to try, you know, and help the team.
I mean, you guys are an extremely talented team. There's yourself, Mark Mayambela, Kurt Lynch, Dane Clayton, Rosé Hamilton, Thabo Ntete, Fred Nsabiyumva. There's quite a lot of players that I experienced. So Daniel Akpei is a Nigerian goalkeeper in himself. He can go, or he will probably go to the next AFCON next year. You know, how has the team found itself in this situation? I mean, initially there was Coach Dan Dance for 3 games, now Coach Eric Tinkler for around 10 games. Why hasn't the team gelled, even though there's so much potential?
You know, the chairman is doing his best, you know, to help the team. You know, as you have mentioned, the players that you have mentioned, he's trying to get the best players for the team, you know. And he's putting in a lot of investment in the team as well, you know. Mm. So it's obvious that when things don't go well the way he was promised that things would go well, obviously he needs to take action, you know. So but I know things will turn out well for us. You know, it's just a matter of time, you know. And I have a great feeling about Coach Masuta.
Sure.
Because he had also worked with the Chipa before, you know, and we've seen what he has done for the Leopards as well.
Yeah.
You know, last season, the NFT and also the games that he has coached Leopards. You know, I believe that when they started, they were the most exciting team, you know, in the PSL, you know. Unfortunate that he never got a proper chance, you know, to prove that. But now we, as Chipa United, you know, we're happy to have him, and we know that things will turn out.
Yeah. I mean, last one on the situation at the team. Can you just quickly update us on whether or not the coach is, we know that he's interim. We know that he's the caretaker for the moment. Have you had the meeting with the coach? Has Mr. Mbengisi spoken to you guys as to what is the plan going forward with him specifically?
No, nothing will be done today because I believe he flew down yesterday, last night. So we're having our first meeting today.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much for that update then, Mark. We really appreciate you opening up on that front as well. Now, quickly on the questions, this is pretty much a tribute to you from a fan asking you all the questions that you always wanted to find out from you. I mean, you're one of the most talented players ever in the country, left-footed midfielder, exciting, fans adore you. Do you perhaps think that you've fulfilled your great potential, though you're still very young in that you're 31, but do you think that when you look over the past 10 years as a professional, you've achieved your full potential?
Well, I wouldn't say I've not or I have, because I don't know what is my full potential.
Sure.
You know, but one thing that I know is that I've enjoyed every moment of my professional career. You know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know. Every vision and every moment, you know, it's a great lesson for me, you know, and an opportunity to always learn and to always improve. You know, I always put God first, you know, in whatever that I do, you know, and I always have the faith and the hope that everything that is happening in my career and in my life, He is the one who is leading me in that path, you know. So to answer your question, I wouldn't say that I have fulfilled my potential, or I have not fulfilled my potential, because I don't know what my full potential. You know, maybe there is more that I can do, or maybe there is more that I will do, but it all depends on Him, you know, which is my God. Yeah.
And having played for Bloemfontein Celtic up to going overseas, playing for Djurgårdens Gardens, playing for Orlando Pirates in South Africa, winning the PSL and plenty of trophies, where would you say you've enjoyed your career the most?
Well, I've enjoyed each and every moment, as I said earlier.
Yeah.
You know, but if I had to choose one, I think my stay at Bloemfontein Celtic, you know, not because I played the best football, because of the love that I got, you know, and the reception that I got. You know, a young player, 21-year-old,
sure,
from Cape Town, no one knows him, you know, first time in professional football, you know, and he goes and becomes a household name in Bloemfontein, you know. Everyone loves him, you know, everyone enjoys how he plays, you know. I think that if I had to choose a moment, I would choose that moment. Because even now, when I go back in Bloemfontein, they always send for me.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, even on social media, you know, I always get texts and inboxes that when am I coming back, you know, such things, you know. And also when I meet with other people that I've played with in the team and people that worked in the team before that are still there, you know, they always ask me to when are you coming back to come and help team, you know. And I also have special relationship with some of the supporters that I still speak with, you know, a call or a text message every now and then, you know. So to me, it shows after all these years, you know, 10 years, you know, they feel I was one of the best, or I was the best, you know, in my time, you know. So it's my home, you know. I regard to find my home, and, you know, I've enjoyed, you know, my stay, you know, because, you know, even with the players that I played, you know, they were like Kapile Liahu, you know, Tabontefe was my captain. It's funny enough now that I am
his captain. You are his captain now.
you know, those players that believed so much in me when I was there.
You were talking about Bloemfontein Celtic. I want to move on further from that and perhaps just tell us, how did it come about that you would move from Ekhayelitsha to Bloemfontein Celtic? What was the story behind that move? Who told you where were you playing at that point before you went to Bloemfontein?
Okay, I think it was 2007.
Yeah.
In January, I was still playing for Old Mutual Acclaim.
Mm.
So they had at that time it was called the Vodacom League, which is now called the
ABC Mosepe League. Yeah.
Yes. So I was playing there, you know, and Old Mutual had this relationship with Bloemfontein Celtic. So this other day we were playing Ajax, you know, in Cape Town, in our home ground. And then the CEO of Celtics, which was Ike Augustine, and David Modise, he was the legend of Bloemfontein Celtic,
sure,
the scout at the time. You know, they came to watch us, you know, and see if maybe they could find a talent, you know, in the team. So they watched the game. So when they were in the robot, and when they saw me play, you know, they got excited, you know, because after the game, you know, when I was walking to the changing room, you know, I could hear them talking about me, you know, pointing at me. And then I knew, you know, from that moment that, you know, something maybe might come, you know, maybe I might get this break, you know, because even in the same year, 2007, around about April, I went to trials at Free State Stars. That season when they got promoted to the PSL, you know, I was there for about 2 weeks, and then they told me to come back again for preseason because I went there during the season. And then the same year again, I went around about September. I went to SuperSport United for trials as well when Kevin Hunt was there as the coach the first season. And that's when I was told that I need to go to Bloemfontein Celtics because they invited me for a trial.
Yeah.
So I went. Coach Cabo Zondo was the coach. So I was supposed to stay for 2 weeks, you know. So I stayed for 2 weeks, and then they were happy with my talent and with me and the way I played. And then they signed me 2007
sure.
in December. Yes. And then I started playing 2008.
And we touch on a few things about your career at certain points. I suppose the other landmark was when you were at the Atlanta Pirates and they were winning league titles, MTN A's, Telkom Knockouts, NetBank Cups. Just describe to us the kind of mood that was in that camp, the kind of big role players that were there, and generally, how was your journey at Orlando Pirates?
Well, you know, I was surrounded by a lot of talented players. You know, we had Tiko Modise, we had Anile Jali, we had Okomanis, we had Katlego Mashiko, we had Dennis Masina, you know, we had Lucky Lekwati, you know, we Robin Johannes, Robin Klute.
Sure.
You know, we are played with, I think, to me, that's one of the best teams or the best squads or the best players I played with.
Mm.
You know, the talent, you know, and the level of competition, you know, in the training session.
Sure.
You know, it was great, you know, and, you know, even though at some points, you know, I wasn't playing much, but, you know, you learn every day training, you know, you learn from players, you learn from a coach because we had a coach called Rudy Kroll,
yeah.
You know, which I believe was also a great coach, you know, that worked with great people when he was in Holland as well, you know, he worked with people like Johan Cruyff, you know.
Mm.
So I think I was in great company, you know, in company where people are so competitive and it also helped me improve my game, you know. I had a great time, you know, and also it was a learning journey for me as well. So, you know, I appreciated all the time I spent, you know, with all the people that were there, you know. And I have achieved a lot when I was a Pirate, you know, and I won 6 trophies with the team. So it's good, you know, and I enjoyed myself, you know, with all the challenges that I faced. You know, I believe that, you know, those challenges were meant to make me a better player and also a better person, you know, of which I am now, you know, and I'm grateful, you know, also to the chairman of Orlando Pirates for giving me such a great opportunity because not everyone has that opportunity to play for such a great team, you know, and young boy from Kailicha, you know, one of its kind.
Yeah, I mean, you having played for as long as you have, and I've watched you mature and embrace religion and be an overall family man just from a distance as a journalist, and you are totally different from what you were initially at the beginning. I mean, a 20-year-old is different to a 30-year-old, I suppose. But what were some of the things that you wish you had known when you were 21 about your off-field conduct that you know now? What would Mark tell himself as a 31-year-old when he was 21? What would you say to yourself back then?
You know, I always believe and I always had that thought, you know. And then again, I always think that if I knew what I knew now, then, you know, I believe that maybe things would never have worked out the way they have done now, you know. So I don't want to have regrets, you know. I believe that my life and my career and my journey was, you know, it's all about a lesson, you know, in every moment that one goes through, good or bad, you know, there are always lessons to learn. And those lessons are the ones that makes us the people that we are now, you know. So we should always embrace the challenges that we go through. You know, I always say that, you know, challenges are blessings too, because they help us, you know, to improve. They help us to become better. And the only time that we improve or we get better as human beings is when we go through challenges. You know, Kombela was said to me, you know, the greatest trees the tallest trees faces the greatest wind. You know, the taller you are, the more stronger the wind that you will face. You know, and the more you will get better, and the more you will get, you know, sharper as a person, and you know, as also as a footballer as well. So, you know, we have to embrace the challenges so that we can become, you know, better people and better men, you know, for ourselves, you know, in our families as well.
And then before we let you go, last one, Bele Nomvete is playing, he's 41, is retiring. So you then, if you take care of yourself, you can still have 5, 6, 7 seasons to play still at the professional level. What do you think is next for you? I know you also addressed this question in the paper version of this question, but what's next for you? Have you thought about that? Like, are you still a chipper? Is it still overseas for you? What is next for Mark?
Well, I want to serve the game, you know. I want to serve football as much as I can, you know. This job or this career have like done so much for me,
sure,
and so much for
sure.
My family. You know, it changed my life, you know, for the better. It changed my family's well-being for the better, you know. And I owe football a lot, you know. And I believe that whatever that I will do after my career will always be will involve football, because that's the only thing that I did, you know, all my life, you know. And I believe that maybe this is my calling, you know. So whatever that I will do after football, be it it's coaching, you know, be it it's administrative, you know, but it will always be, you know, involved in football, you know. But of course, if I will take the coaching route, you know, I also want to do my coaching business, you know. I don't want to only rely on my playing career, you know, and the experience that I have, you know, but I want to focus also in the football education side,
yeah.
You know, and try and empower myself as much as possible. You know, I have been a player, and I know how it feels to play under a coach that is not so football intelligent or football, you know, that doesn't have a football education. It's frustrating,
sure.
You know, and I don't want my players or the players that I will be coaching to go through the same, you know. I wanna make them improve and make them better people and better players, you know. I think that's one of the things that maybe lacks in our country, whereby we don't raise human beings, you know. We are always focusing on football and making sure that we win at all costs, you know. So sometimes we overlook the human side of the game, because at the end of the day, before we are professionals, we are human beings, you know. But and if we can focus on that, you know, and trying to improve people and trying to improve players, we have a great chance that our country will do well in our national team, you know. And also it starts with the club levels, you know, where the players get the proper coaching and the proper, you know, education, you know, about football, you know. So that's what I want to do, you know. That's what I want to do. So I have to invest in myself in football education, you know, doing my coaching pledges so that I can help the players as well to improve. And maybe that will help the country.
Yeah, I mean, you've done your part. As a parting shot to me, that you and your brother do the Mark Mayambela, the Mayambela's tournament, and you feature clubs from in and around Cape Town Township. So that's an incredible tournament. You already are showing now that you are still playing, but you already are showing that you are interested in the football development side. So, Mark, we thank you very much, and we wish you the best of luck in your career. Thank you very much for giving Sokala Duma the time in your day to speak to you and pay tribute to you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. Sokala Duma Radio.
And as always, thank you very much for listening. A special thumbs up and word of appreciation to Mark and Sakumzi. From myself, Nkululeko Nkeu, it is goodbye for now.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.